Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, this is Steel Ivory,
and you're listening to
Weekdays with Merv.
Baby, I've been hearing stories about where you're from and what you wanna show me. Let's make it happen, and I'm talking now, 'cause I can't waste another day not knowing what you're about. I wanna meet your mother, wanna know your father. That back road where you wrecked your first car, that bright red T-top, you didn't get too far. We'll hit that dance hall that I've heard so much about. I'll be the new girl, the talk of this small town. When we watch that sunset under southern skies, near the water's edge, where the crickets call, somebody might fall in love. We can pop a top, stay up all night, see where this goes, count the stars above. We still got a lot to discover. We still got a lot to discover. But first, I want to meet your mother. Wanna meet your mother, yeah. Hey.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Well, y'all, we're officially back from hiatus after about a month and a half. And we're starting this year's crop of interviews off with a bang, I must say. Today on the show, we welcome 2018 Mesh Next winner and Big Machine recording artist, Jesse Ritter. We'll talk with Jesse about her career, music, and anything that she's working on that she can talk about, as well as her reaction to her Nash next win and signing with a Big Machine. This should be a fun show. And as usual, about for another year, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Cody. I'm super excited to kick off 2019 with this future superstar, Jesse Ritter. This should be a fantastic interview.
It's going to be so much fun, and Jesse is only like fifth major label artist we've ever had on the show.
I do think that within the next few months to year, a lot of people will know about how sensational Jesse is as an artist.
I hope so. I hope so. And with that being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Jesse Ritter to the show. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
Hi, I'm wonderful. Thank you guys so much for inviting me on today.
Thank absolutely. You for agreeing to be on the show, Jess.
Yes, absolutely. As I said in the intro, I think you're maybe our fourth or fifth major label artist we've ever had in almost 7 years of the show.
How cool is that? Well, that sounds kind of crazy to say I'm a major label artist. This is all still brand new, but it sure sounds cool to hear that.
Before we kick things off today, take us back to the moment that you won Nash Next and signed your contract with A Big Machine.
Yeah. It was an incredible night. You know, there was a lot of anticipation leading up to this night at the Wild Horse Saloon. And I don't know if you guys have been there or not, but, you know, it's this gigantic venue. There was a ton of people there. It was
mm-hmm.
full that night, all three levels. And so there was
both
so
of us
many
have
amazing
have been there,
artists.
Jesse. Just want to say, sorry. Both of us
yes,
have been
yes.
there.
Yes, okay. So, you know, it's just an amazing venue. It was one of the nicest stages I've ever played on. And to look out and see three levels of people cheering was just incredible. And there was 10 contestants there that night. And so everybody was amazing. Everybody who made it to the finals, clearly professional musicians who are very good at their craft. And there was three of us that night. This is kind of funny. My name is Jesse Ritter. There was a Jessica Rose. And there was a Justin Rivers. So all three JR names. So when they called the winner,
wow.
honestly, we couldn't hear very well because we were backstage. And so they called the winner, and the three of us kind of looked at each other like, whose name did they say? Because it was all kind of muffled back there. And they said it again, and we kind of looked, and we're like, okay, I think they said Jesse or Jessica. And they said it a third time, and I was like, okay, that's my name. I need to walk out on stage now. This is the time. And I think I went into shock. I was just so happy, and I had a bunch of family there. And it was just this amazing, like, culmination of what we've been working on the last few years. So I'm pretty stoked about it still.
Well,
great.
Jessica,
you know, go ahead, Craig.
I wanted to say I was following that night very closely because you had mentioned Jessica Rose's name. I have to say that I've been following her for a year and a half, and I had just only learned of you recently through you performing at the music festival in Pensacola, Florida with Peyton Taylor, who I also follow very closely, and performed at my 45th birthday party.
Oh, cool.
So.
That was such a fun set playing with her down there. The Songwriter Festival was one of my favorite things I've been a part of this year.
Yes, so I do hope to see you perform with her again in the future. So
me too.
I know if it comes, so that's how I first learned of you, and I know that if Peyton is very smart, that if she talks about someone very highly, then they have to be a great artist and a terrific person. So then I was, even though Jessica Rose, even though I admit that maybe I was pushing for her to win, because she also, I confess, she also did a house concert for me back in August before the Next Finals even started. But I did so that's as brutal honesty as I can, but I was happy that you won. I started following your music more, listening to you. I became a fan of you. I started to communicate with you, reach out to you, asking for the interview, says Next Winner. And then as time progressed, I've become a huge fan of you, Jesse. And
thank you.
I'm just hoping that you will have more, you have airtime on the radio. You will become more popular through
you,
not just as a musician, as a person, not just through the fact that you're a Big Machine artist. And I really hope that you'll be playing some major festivals, such as CMA Fest in June. So I just made up. I was debating how to come across with that, Jess. It wasn't easy.
No, you're good. You're good. Well, you know what? Maybe Jessica and I will play another show again together someday. You can root for both of us.
I would love
that's
that.
That's awesome. Those house concerts you talked about are some of my favorite shows to do, kind of similar to the Songwriter Festival, you know, those really intimate, kind of more story-geared events. I love that. But I would be excited to move more into the festival market, too. We've been looking a lot about booking for 2019 and the different kind of shows we can do this year.
Yes. Do you see yourself making an appearance at these festivals in 2019, such as CMA Fest, where a lot of the country music fans throughout the world can get a chance to see you up close, meet you?
Yeah. So I have been reaching out to several festivals in the kind of southern United States. I'm based in Florida right now. I'm kind of in between Florida and Nashville. So we're looking at festivals in Florida and Alabama, even a couple things in Texas and Louisiana. But CMA Fest is probably going to be the highlight of the summer. I'm not 100% confirmed on all the dates or anything yet, but there's a very good chance you'll see me up there this year.
Oh, that's super. You're one of the artists on the top of the list that I want to see and meet this June in Nashville.
That was so awesome. Yeah, yes. I am so excited. I remember being in college and being in Nashville when CMA Fest came to town, and it was the highlight of the summer. So to have the possibility to be a part of it and be a performer this year, it's really a dream come true.
Yes. I just learned that you had went to Belmont. You established your roots with Nashville, correct?
Yes. So, yeah, I grew up as a kid in Missouri. And then when I was 18, I went to college at Belmont, and I was a vocal performance major and music business minor, and I absolutely loved Belmont. I loved living in Nashville full time. I'm still there about once a month, but not all the time anymore. And it was just the perfect kind of period of life to be exposed to all these songwriters and the other incredible musicians at the school, you know, getting to play with these, you know, world-class guitar players and drummers and have these bands that were incredible. And the band I played with at the Nash Next Finals was actually made up of all Belmont alumni, which was really cool to get that group back together again and see how much we've progressed in the few years since graduation.
Oh, that is wonderful.
So, I wanted to ask, looking back now that you're officially signed to Big Machine. How did what did that Belmont experience teach you about the industry? I didn't know prior to signing your record deal.
Yeah. Pretty much everything I know about the business of music, I learned at Belmont. You know, I've been playing music my whole life growing up, but the business side is this mystery that, you know, if your family isn't in it, you really don't know much about it. And my whole family is physicians. I'm kind of the oddball of the family who decided to go into the arts. So when I went to Belmont and I got to take music business and music publishing and copyright law, even just to know how the publishing side of songwriting works and what a typical label deal looks. You know, I had no reference point of what standard was before going to Belmont. So I'm so glad I took those classes. And I'm also glad I've been independent for a while because I was able to use what I learned on my own and, like, really do everything myself, so that now when we are building this bigger team, even though I might not be handling everything 100% anymore, I still know exactly what's going on, which is really cool. And I think a lot of artists get hurt because they just don't know any better. They don't know what normal is, although I don't know if there's really a true normal. But, you know, Belmont really prepares us to look at contracts and know what we can ask for and to kind of know what fair is. And I think Big Machine has started off with a awesome, you know, beginning of this partnership.
Perfect. I really hope that they can help. I just wanted to say, Cody and Justin, I really hope that Big Machine can help you expand in terms of where you are performing throughout the United States, in terms of eventually coming to areas like New York. Well, I won't say Florida. My mother's from West Palm Beach, so I go there once a year to visit her.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, she's been there for 30 years. But I hope that it expands your horizon.
Yes. We've been plotting a New York City show. That's one of my goals, is to make it to New York City this year. So when we get that confirmed, I will definitely let everybody know.
I can't wait to see you here.
I tell all my guests this, but if there's ever anything that we can do for you on the show, whether that's promotion for a new single, a promotion for a new show, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Thank you. That is so nice. I mean, you need all the help you can get in this business. Nobody gets people to hear their music all by themselves. So that is very, very nice of you guys.
You know, and I feel like, I started this show a little over 6 years ago. First couple of years, I didn't cover music the first couple of years. But music's always been my passion. And I feel like if this show can be a stepping stone for an artist to that next interview or the next gig or the next whatever it is, I've more than done my job as a host.
Yeah. That's awesome. We all bring each other up together, I think.
Absolutely. And I 1,000% agree with what you just said. But nobody in this business, whether it's music or radio, does it alone. There's people behind you supporting you. I have so many friends in the radio industry that I would have never known otherwise, you know, and it's just, especially in Nashville, the support that you get from this community and the country music community as well is beyond mind-blowing.
Yeah. It's been awesome. I think it's amazing to see how small the world really is, you know, when you play these songwriter festivals and here's all these people that you have heard about and then you're in the same room. And I'm playing the 30A Songwriter Festival in just a couple weeks.
Nice.
I'm so excited. But it's one of the bigger ones in the Southeast. And one of a professor from Berklee Music School, Livingston Taylor, taught me performance classes when I was in high school. I just went to like a summer program up there, and now we're on the same bill performing at this songwriter festival. And I was like, man, here's someone from my past who lives on the other side of the country I never thought I would see again, and now we're going to be performing together at this festival. And it just, it makes the world so small when you get these things that bring all these artists together, and I really like that.
Well, that's one thing about life that's great. You just never know when you're going to bump into somebody again in your life.
Yeah, all these years later.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to ask, I know you mentioned off-air that the Imagine Mix thing had not sunk in yet, but I wanted to ask too, prior to Nash Next, prior to the contract, has there ever been a moment in your career, whether that's in the writing room or on stage, where you're just like, is this actually happening right now?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. I think one of my favorite nights, I performed on cruise ships for a couple years after college, and that was an amazing experience because I sang all different genres of music, and I played with people from all over the world, and it was awesome for so many reasons. But one of my favorite shows was New Year's Eve 2015, was probably the biggest show I'd played at this point, and I thought to myself, you know, there's a lot of, well, at least sometimes I get really scared about just like the unknown. And there's a lot of unknown in music. And before that, I was just coming up on graduation and I was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to be able to find gigs? You know, is anybody going to like this music? Kind of just nervous about things. And then we get to New Year's Eve and here I am performing with a band of people who are my best friends at this point. And we're in the middle of the ocean in the Bahamas on New Year's Eve with thousands of people listening to us, bringing in the new year together. And that was one of those shows I was like, how did I get here? Like, I was so nervous. I didn't know if we'd be able to make this work. And here we are in one of those surreal moments, like playing a New Year's Eve show in the middle of the ocean. It was so cool.
You know,
wow. You must have been so overwhelmed through all the excitement.
It was a lot of excitement. And everything's,
you know,
exciting because, you know, with music, everything's new. Every gig is different. Mm-hmm. Every crowd is different. Every year brings different mm-hmm. opportunities and challenges. And you just keep going. And it's very exciting. There's a lot of adrenaline involved in music.
Another question that I had for you is we're gonna get kind of deep here, okay? When everything is said and done with your career, and you've won a CMA award after CMA award, which is gonna happen for you, what's the one thing that you want to be remembered for, or what impact would you like to have on the country music industry?
Yeah. So I hope that I'm remembered for songs of substance. I hope I make the music that, you know, the Jesus Take the Wheel songs, the Humble and Kind songs. You know, I hope I have a few of those in my catalog that really make an impact and make a difference and are these songs of true substance and that make the world a little bit better place, that when people turn on their radio, if they hear one of my songs, after that 3 minutes, they're a little bit better version of themselves.
You know what, Jess, right now in today's world, I don't know if you're aware about what's going on, based such as the government shutdown with a lot of employees that are not working. We do need extra happiness in our lives, and through music, through
right.
hearing your music, it's a great way to put a smile on our faces, even if it's just for a
yeah.
few minutes.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, my whole family is physicians, and I'm the one person who went into the arts. But whereas my parents and grandparents and my sister heal people's bodies, I hope that through music I can have a part in healing people's souls and their hearts.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I'm confident that you could be a wonderful doctorate of music.
Thank you. Yes.
Absolutely agreed. So, before we wrap in about 5 minutes or so, I know you mentioned a few things, but if you can talk about it, what's coming up for you in next year?
Yeah, so like I said, we're going to be expanding the tour schedule a little bit more. We'll still play a lot in Florida, but we're going to expand through Louisiana, hopefully Texas. And like I said, my goal is to play at least one show in New York City. So hopefully you'll see me there. I'll definitely
that
be in
I'm
Nashville.
I'm really counting on.
Yes, I know. Okay. When I know, I'll let you know.
Well, thank you, Jess.
I'm pretty sure we'll be in Nashville during CMA Fest. That's another goal. And we'll be releasing a single this spring. So that was really probably the largest component of the competition is, you know, each winner puts out at least one single. And Cumulus Radio is very supportive of that single. So you should be hearing this song on every Cumulus station starting late spring, early summer. So we've got it in the works right now.
That's so super.
That is awesome.
I'm excited. And, you know, I just put out a new album at the end of last summer. So I am so excited to be making new music so much sooner than I had anticipated. And that's really due to this competition.
Right.
And I hope that this new album will end up being on the top of the country album charts. And you can help.
Yeah, I hope this single, you know, kind of retroactively helps make the album we put out this summer a little bigger. You know, I know a lot of people have heard it, but a lot of people haven't too. So I hope that when this new music comes out with more support from Big Machine and from Cumulus, that my totally independent, my first little baby album gets some recognition as well.
Go ahead, Cody, then I'll say what I wanted to say.
Okay. One last question I had for you. Whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
My mom told me once that nothing is a prison. So chance, because if it doesn't work out, you don't have to stay there, but you're going to regret not taking the chance. And also, balance is probably more important than anything else between your work and your family and your physical health and spiritual health. Balance is probably the biggest thing that makes people really happy in life. Yeah.
Okay.
My mama's got a lot of good advice.
And pass it on to you.
Yes, she has. Would you want to say,
Jess,
Craig?
I wanted to say, Jess, that as you, I'm sure you know, women's music has been undervalued and very much underappreciated for quite some time. And I'm really hoping, Jess, that with Big Machine and Cumulus's help, that debut album can be very extremely successful, goes to the top within of the charts, the country album charts, and that you'll be a artist eventually headlining at major venues and festivals such as Madison Square Garden. And so just, you really have a chance to make a difference in country music and women's country music and be a big contributor. So I really hope, really am rooting for you to achieve that.
I hope so. I hope I see you at Madison Square Garden someday. These are big goals.
Me
we
too.
Can do it.
And speaking of goals that I personally want to see you achieve, I know Bobby Bones put out his list of the class of 2019 recently.
Yes.
I want your name to be on that list in the near future.
That is another goal. Hopefully we'll be on that list, and then the next year, Madison Square, right there.
Yes.
That would be
but
awesome.
Yes, Bobby Bones does a lot for new music, and I really hope to get connected with him this year And yeah, maybe be on the class of 2020 list. That's a really good goal.
And eventually and be among the next women of country. So I would love to see you at DMT.
Yes.
They have a festival, a ceremony at the Country Hall Music Hall of Fame every CMA Fest with new artists, women artists developing. And I'm really hoping to see you within the next year or two on that stage in the next Women of Country ceremony.
Me too.
So that's another goal.
All kinds of good ideas. We're going to make it happen.
Yes.
I'm adding them to my goals list.
Hey, thank you for taking a few minutes out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule to come on and talk with us today.
Yeah, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I had time this afternoon. You guys have been awesome to speak with, and you really get the wheels in my brain turning about all these other things we can make happen. So thank you for getting my brain moving again.
It's been a terrific half hour.
Yeah, it's been great, and like I said, you're one of the few major label artists we've ever had, so this is kind of a dream for me.
Yay! That's awesome. Wow.
But seriously, though, I mean, I am rooting so hard for you.
Thank you. I think it's going to be a good year.
You know,
this is the beginning of a new chapter.
Absolutely.
I think so. And
like I said earlier, if there's ever anything that we can do for you, don't ever hesitate to reach out to us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I'll keep that in mind.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I can't wait for the new album to come on the market, Jess.
Yay! Me too. I'm excited.
Last question I had for you. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you would have liked to?
You guys are very thorough. You know, I like how you mentioned that, you know, it has been tough for women in country the last few years, and I really hope that with Casey winning Album of the Year and there's just so much good music, I really hope the tides are turning and that, you know, all the next women of country and all the girls kind of come up together, whether that's Jessica or Peyton or, you know, some of my friends I've met at these festivals. I hope we keep playing together and we all kind of change what country radio sounds like together. It would be awesome.
I'm rooting for all of you to make it to the top. Peyton is going to be on American Idol this year, at least in terms of the audition. So I'm hoping that she made the competition again.
Oh, good. I am sure she would. There's no reason she shouldn't.
Agreed.
Her with that red hair, she'd be great on TV.
Absolutely. Peyton, the red-haired artist, country artist.
Yes.
You know, when I started covering country music about 5 years ago now, I got into it, simply because of the fact that I've loved music my entire life. Specifically country music, but you said the whole thing about women not being played much on the radio. We hear on the show are big supporters of the women in country. We probably play.
I noticed that
95. We probably play 95% females, and we interview pretty much all females. So
that's awesome.
The one goal that
thanks for the support.
Absolutely. The one goal that I've set since this whole thing started about about women not being respected enough to be up on radio or whatever, you know. The one thing that I want this show to be is a safe place for other women of country music to come and tell their stories and just be heard.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's a good goal.
You have Cody and both of us at least in your corner to cheer you on and help in any way we can in seeing you
Thank
reach
you.
Your goals.
Thank you
Absolutely.
So much. That's awesome. That really does mean a lot.
My pleasure. Our pleasure, I should say.
You know, and I've got to say this. When I'm loyal to something or somebody, that's it. There's literally nothing I would not do for them.
Ah. Thank you. You guys are awesome. I am so glad we got to know each other, even just through social media and phone calls. But like I said, it's awesome how small the world becomes when you're interested in the same things.
Right.
Yes, and we hope to have you back on the show before you become a real super popular artist.
Yeah.
Yep.
I would love that. Maybe after the new music comes out, we can talk about it again.
We'd love that.
Awesome. Hey, thank you again for doing this. I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening, but this has been so much fun.
Thank you. Yes, it has.
And like Craig said, you've always got an open invitation back to the show anytime that you want to come back up.
Thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
Awesome. I'll talk to you later, Jesse, okay?
Yes. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Evening,
you
Jess.
Guys have a good evening. Again, thank you so much for having me, and I'll see you around, maybe in New York City.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Hope
bye, guys.
So too,
Jess. All right, bye. She is such a sweetheart. Oh, wow.
Yes. I guess that impression from following her in the beginning, and that's why I asked her to be on the show. And sure enough, another wonderful interview. I'm pulling for her to make it to the top, and I think she has a great chance to do so.
Me and you both, buddy. Who do we have next week on the show?
Okay. Next week we have Kelsey Cook on Wednesday the 16th, and then we have Ashley Taylor on Thursday the 17th. So we have two interviews back to back as a special promotion to open the season for 2019.
And actually, Ashley's an old friend of ours, and she'll be promoting a brand new EP that comes out the 18th.
Oh, who?
Ashley.
Oh, that's right. Her new, it's coming out, so that will be terrific to be able to talk to her about her new upcoming album. Hopefully this album will get her more recognition that she's received. She's also
Absolutely.
Very undervalued.
Yes, she is. I think I'm gonna let you go too, buddy, and kind of wrap things up here, okay?
All right. Great interview. Talk to you next week, Cody.
I'll talk to you later, buddy. I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Jessie Ritter. Like Craig said, next Wednesday, the 16th, we have our friend Kelsey Kulik back to update us on what she's been doing since the last time she was on. And then Thursday the 17th, we have another dear friend, the lovely Miss Ashley Taylor, joining us again. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.